Hi, everybody. My name is Stephanie, for those who don't know me yet. I've been coming to Bread of Life for about a year now. They joined me, my husband Miguel, and my daughter Sophia. They're sitting somewhere around there. Whoever doesn't know them, they're right there. So I'm going to start. I'm super nervous, though. I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. So my testimony pretty much is growing up in church, it always, you know, I always knew of God. But it was pretty much just a surface relationship with him. It wasn't a strong relationship. It wasn't a deep relationship. My grandmother always brought me to church with her growing up, but I never had a deep need to have knowledge of the Word of God at all. It was hard for me at the beginning growing up and until not many years ago to believe anything that was in the Bible. After growing up, I went through so much in my life, things that some people would consider hard, really hard things to go through, and it wasn't easy for me. From abuse and neglect to depression and anxiety, this led to really bad decisions in my life that had a negative effect. As a result of that, I became very angry all the time. I felt like a burden to my family and friends. I felt like I could never fill a spot in anybody's life. There was a time that I felt that everybody around me would be way better without me. My insecurities took over my life, and my life became pretty unbearable. It was hard. Tried so hard. Okay. I had so much pain inside of me, and I wonder sometimes if it was just easier to give up. At that time, I already had Sophia, and I think Sophia was my only motor when I looked at her to keep going, but it was really hard. I felt like a ghost in my own life. I felt like day a day went by, and I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was doing with it. I was just surviving for her because she needed me. But sometimes I wonder if she was better without me. One day, Jackie invited me to Bread of Life. And I went to other churches before, but I never felt it being able to incorporate in the church, never felt a part of a community. Kept always feeling left out or feeling like I wasn't good enough. So when I came here, it was very shocking to me because everybody was very welcoming and very nice. And when I came here and I heard the first preaching, you know, it was very clear for me. They were not giving me the runaround. It was a pretty straightforward preaching. And then I became very excited to come every service. And I was even more excited when my husband, Miguel, decided to join me. It was like, I felt whole with him being by my side. As I became more disciplined with my time with God, I became hungrier for his words and in a way that I never did before. The way God was communicating with me, there's no words that I can tell you how to describe that. You know, I always waited for a straight signal of how to communicate with him. And it was hard to understand at the beginning. But once I was able to get through that, his communication with me became very clear. I went from being worthless to having a purpose, from being neglected to being taken care of, from being angry all the time to having joy, and from being guilty to being forgiven. He changed the way I see the world, and he also changed the way I see myself. Knowing that Jesus Christ died for my sins without even knowing who that would be. That pure love and forgiveness has allowed me to love and forgive myself. The Lord's grace has given me and my life meaning, a whole new direction that I never expected to be in. I can't wait to see my purpose on God's plans, but for now, I'm just glad that he allowed me to serve him. Amen. I just pray that he keeps me focused. Don't let me go right or left. And that's my testimony. I also wanted to thank all of y'all, everybody, because your welcomeness, your love, and your support has been a very part of our lives now. It's made a tremendous impact in my family's home. And I just wanted to let you know that you guys are such a blessing for us. And I don't know how we lived all this time without y'all. So I wanted to take that time also to thank every single one of you and to let you know that our family and I love you all very much, and we appreciate you.
Amen.
So, thank you!
Stephanie, praise the Lord. Do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection? Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you're saved? And will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all the days as part of his church?
We're going to pray for our sister. Our gracious Father, we give you thanks and praise, Lord, for your marvelous work of salvation. Our Lord, you took away that despair out of our sister's heart, that you came into her life, that you gave her peace, you gave her joy in the Holy Spirit, that she has a purpose. We thank you, Father, for the way that you rescued her. There was a time, Lord, when she didn't even know why she was alive, that this world is better without her. And now, by your grace, Lord, you fill her life with joy. Thank you for your mercy, for your pardon, for your forgiveness. Lord, may you, by your grace, help her day by day to live out that life of her commitment, her profession, that she belongs to you, that she would know the purpose, Lord, for which you have saved her, that she would walk in fellowship with you daily and be a light and soul and among her family, among her friends and others. We pray, and by your grace, you would work in Miguel and Sophia. They too, one day, would profess you as their Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father. We pray this now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, sister, upon your profession, I want to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Woo!
Amen.
Sorry, we're already starting. I just want to give a big shout out for my family for being here. Sorry. And my best friends, honestly, it's such a blessing to even call you guys friends and sisters in Christ. Okay, let me start. My walk with Christ has been very difficult, very in and out. My aunt, actually, who I guess planted the seed in my heart, passed away when I was in eighth grade, and she was a big motivator for me to understand and seek after Christ. So I've just been trying to find happiness and joy within myself and trying to be patient and more loving as I should. And honestly, Christ is always only the only answer, honestly. My mother passed away on Monday, April 27th, 2020. Like Job, I felt hopeless, confused, asking God, why me? I'm seeking you. I'm reading more. I'm a part of a church, you know? And it was difficult. And like I told my friends and loved ones, my fear was to go astray and to leave Christ. And that was what made me push myself. And only with God's strength is what I can do it with. And I know that I am a sinner and I'm not perfect. And God doesn't call us to be perfect. And I am broken and vulnerable. And God and Christ is the only things that can save me. We aren't supposed to understand why God puts certain situations in our lives. We're just supposed to be obedient and trust that He is good and sovereign, and He knows the beginning and the end. Mm. I know my mother would have loved to be here. She was always someone who would tell me, what did your church say today? Can you send me the sermons? Like, she was always curious and very willing to learn and understand. I just know and pray that God is good and was merciful upon her life. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. And this was something that really helped me in this time of grieving and mourning, because be still, meaning be patient and trust in God and know that He is good and that He is so righteous. Mm. And of course, know that He is God, and just He's good, and God is always the way, and He's always shined a light upon my life. And I don't know what is to come, but I trust and know that God has all the answers for me for my future. And that's all I have to say.
Amen.
We'll wait for your family to make their way down. Okay. Belinda, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection? Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you are saved? And will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow Him all your days as part of His church?
Let's pray. Father, we thank You so much for Your wonder-working power in the life of our sister Belinda. And though she has seen loss in her life, we pray that You would always be near and that she would know Your nearness. We pray now, as she takes this step of obedience, that You would grant her a greater consistency with You, and that if she is prone to wander, that Your church would call her back. We pray that she would always find her comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing that she belongs to Him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Belinda, upon your profession of faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Allie. I grew up in a Catholic family, and I grew up in a Catholic family and even attended a Catholic school until the fifth grade. My family didn't go to church often, but because of my school, I was exposed to the Bible at a very young age. Once I stopped going to that school, I lost touch with God's word and all things having to do with pursuing a relationship with Him. It wasn't until I was a senior in high school, when my best friend Anna invited me to her youth group, that all began to change, and I'm very grateful for that moment. I grew in my walk with Christ and learned to put my hope in Him, and that by His grace, my sins are forgiven and I am saved. I have made the decision to get baptized today because that is what we are called to do. As it says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you.
Amen.
Allie, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection? Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, and that it's by God's grace alone that you're saved? And will you, by the grace of God, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all of your days as part of his church?
Let's pray for Allie. Father, we bring Allie to you today. We thank you so much for her testimony. We thank you that by the power of the Spirit, she's responded to the call of the gospel and is believing on the Lord Jesus as her Savior. We pray that she would follow you all the days of her life. We pray also salvation and blessing upon her friends and family that don't know you, and that she would always know that she has a family in the church of the living God. We pray your blessings upon her in Jesus' name. Amen. And Allie, upon your profession of faith in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
It's my privilege to introduce Elise Lasard.
Amen.
All right, well, he just said it, but I'm Elise, otherwise known as Pastor Joe's daughter. So I have been at this church since it began when I was 3 years old, so that's 17 years ago. And I've seen it grow and change, and I've seen so many people come, and I've probably seen even more people go. And I've been under the teachings of my dad and other really godly people for my entire life. And this is such a great blessing, and I'm so grateful for it now, but it can also be a weird complication when it comes to being assured of your salvation. My parents were always very good with making sure that I never assumed that I was saved, and people around me didn't assume that I was saved, and they never assumed that I was saved simply because I could, like, recite the whole catechism at the age of, like, 5. I was only supposed to memorize the answers, but then I also memorized the questions and I would hand them to people and be like, test me, I got it. And at that point, even at that young age, I knew that I needed to experience a heart change in my own life, and everything that I knew didn't matter when it came to that. And so, but I was still very young, and I kind of expected some weird supernatural thing to happen when I got saved, like fairy dust or something. And I would sit in church and hear all these incredible testimonies. I've been to almost every baptism that this church has done, and I hear all these incredible testimonies of people who were so far away from God. And these were people who could give you, like, I got saved on June 24th, 1986 at 11:07 a.m. And I didn't have that, and I was really confused for a long time. And so when I was really little, I would pray, like, God, if I'm really saved, like, make it rain tomorrow. Or, like, God, if I'm really saved, like, let mom buy me ice cream. That's not even a joke, that's actually true. But I didn't fully understand the concept of salvation. And I remember maybe in my early teens, I think it was, and I can't tell you if this is the exact moment that I got saved, but I remember one day where I was really upset about something that I didn't really have any reason to be upset over it, and God just showed me, you know what, your selfishness and your discontentment, you turning away from that right now and coming to me, that's just as big a story as everyone else's. And so I really think, and not a lot changed in my life for a while after that, but I really think that's the moment where I understood what salvation was. And I continued to struggle for a really long time, just wondering, because I didn't know the exact day and I didn't remember, and I felt like it was more happening in stages. I was like, am I really a believer? I thought I lost my train of thought. I thought that I wasn't seeing enough fruit in my own life to consider myself a believer. I thought I wasn't worthy of it. I went through a really long period of depression where I was just convinced that I wasn't an elect and God just was rejecting me. And I call that my extreme Calvinism phase. But there was something that God had been showing me through all of that time, and that was that sanctification is a continuing process. And because he convicts you of something, and just because he convicts you of something, and that thing starts to work in your life in a specific area, that doesn't mean you weren't saved before. That just means he's continuing to sanctify you. And the other thing that I've learned is, on our side, repentance is also a continual thing. It's not a one-time thing, and it's and those were the things that God was showing me all through high school. Later in high school, I had talked to my parents about getting baptized, and we all decided that it would be better for me to wait until I was away from home, because I had just seen so many people who really believed they were saved, and then they got baptized, and then they completely fell away, and then they needed to get baptized again. And baptism is just so important to me, and it's been instituted in me that way. And so I really wanted to wait and take some time away. And while I was in college, it's the end of my sophomore year now. I'm about to go into my junior year in a few weeks. And those 2 years that I've been in college is really where my faith has grown and strengthened so much. God has brought me so much closer to him. It was a crazy life change for me. I had never been to school. I had never been to another church. I had never lived with other people other than my parents. I had never lived outside of my house. And so just that crazy turnaround, I was able to learn so much, and I'm so thankful to the faculty at Gordon as well. I don't agree with them on a lot of things, but they are so encouraging and so helpful with helping me be able to give a reason for the hope that is in me that isn't just reciting catechisms. It's actually from me. So I'm really thankful that the baptisms were happening this summer, and I got really scared when my dad approached me with it. So I was like, I really do. I'm so thankful that God orchestrated everything this way, and I'm glad that I did take the time to wait, and I'm really happy. And yeah.
This is a moment we've been waiting for. Elise, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection?
Yes.
Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you are saved?
Yes.
Will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all the days as part of his church?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, it is such a privilege to be able to stand here right now. A miracle of your grace, O God. Your word tells us that there is no greater joy than to know that our children are following the truth, are walking after the truth. And we thank you, O God. I thank you for the work you've done in Elise's heart, and that she has followed after your truth. Pray, O God, that you would seal this in her heart, Lord, as she is a young lady facing much of life ahead of her. We pray, Father, that upon every corner, upon every decision, upon every fork in the road, that she would know your presence, your guidance, your direction. Father, that you would be a father unto her, Lord. Yes. That you would direct her paths. Mm-hmm. We thank you, O God, for such a great salvation. And we praise you. Thank you, Father, for all that this represents. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sending your Son. Mm-hmm. Thank you for granting us the blessing, the privilege of being able to have a daughter, mm-hmm. and the joy of this moment. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we baptize you.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Steve Gary. By the grace of God, I'm here today to give my testimony.
Amen.
My account of how God rescued me from sin and death, and thus has changed my life forever. My life of 70 plus years was a life lacking in any spirituality, a life of sin, and for the most part, a life with a very cynical opinion of religion and people who practiced what I viewed as self-serving, made man religions. My dad was a church-going Catholic, and my mom was a non-practicing Episcopalian. Although I attended a Catholic church in a small town in Maine, with much of the service delivered in Latin, I was never fully exposed to the reading of the Bible. I have no recollection that there was even a Bible in my household. I recall attending catechism class, but that failed to interest me in learning about God. Later in life, I occasionally thought about creation and the obvious wonder of life. If you asked me, I probably would have said I did believe there was a God. But I never had the curiosity to pursue further knowledge. I was still cynical, and I was lazy. And it became a very self-absorbed, proud, arrogant, and disrespectful, even to those who I loved. I married Mary Ann when I was 20 years old, and we started a family. We raised three wonderful children, but neglected their spiritual lives. A terrible sin on my part as head of the family. I mistakenly thought I was doing the right thing in letting them find their own way in regards to faith. I now pray to God every day that they will discover the Word and come to Jesus.
Amen.
As I got older, I sensed a void in my life. I think it centered around a complete lack of spirituality and core beliefs. Then the grace of God reached out to soften my hardened heart. But first, the loving God, through the Holy Spirit, reached out to Mary Ann, my wife of 50 years. She fell in love with the Word, and she and Sister Catherine searched the area for a godly, scripture-driven church, and they found it at Bread of Life. I stayed home. Mary Ann attended the services at Bread of Life every Sunday and spent most of the rest of her time reading scripture and listening to sermons. She invited me to go along to the Sunday services, but I stayed home. But the Holy Spirit began to work in me. I saw how being connected to God was changing Mary Ann. She was a new person, a happier and prayerful person. She would come home from Bread of Life and tell me that the pastors kept asking about me and they prayed to meet me soon. At church, of course. So I began attending services at Bread of Life and I met the pastors and saw the strength and the love of the congregation. I started to read Mary Ann's study Bible under the watchful direction of both Pastor Eli and Mary Ann. While reading different books of the New Testament, I was fed a steady diet of additional reading and listening of sermons, books, pamphlets, tapes from Mary Ann's extensive library. I attended Sunday service regularly and often had deep feelings after the service. My life needed something. I was empty, almost depressed. But I kept going and I kept reading the scriptures, along with Moore, Sproul, MacArthur, Spurgeon, Pink, and others. There were days when I felt I was sipping at the waters of learning from a fire hose. I had questions and concerns and met periodically with Pastor Eli to talk about my reading and learn about what faith is, not my lifelong cynical perception of man's religions, but a true faith in a true living God. He very patiently answered my questions and brought out my curiosity. I wanted knowledge that would erase my lingering doubts about the life of Jesus Christ. God's free grace was working in me. My heart was softening. A turning point occurred at one of my sessions with Pastor Eli when he answered one of my questions about other religions and he explained to me the truth of the Christian theology. It is the only one with a documented history. That is the Bible, a history book written by and about God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That was it. The Bible is the written word of God. It is not a collection of stories. This was something none of the man-made religions could offer me. That simple truth was for me like a light coming on in a dark room. This is real. Christ lived a perfect life in the flesh. He died on the cross for our sins, and he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. I feel so blessed to be where I am today. I thank God for his grace. I still struggle with sin. I have much to learn and much work to do to make changes in my life. Through God's grace, I have discovered my spiritual life, which was missing for such a long time. And for that, I thank the Lord for revealing himself through the Word, so that I may know the saving faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that with the time that I have left, I may be worthy servant of him. Bless you all.
Steve, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection?
Yes, I do.
Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you are saved?
Yes, I do.
And will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow him all your days as part of his church?
Yes, I will.
Amen.
Let's pray for our brother. Father, you are truly no respecter of persons. Mm. We bless and magnify your name, Lord, that no matter how old, how set in our ways, Lord, how obstinate we could be, your grace can break through and bring us into fellowship with you.
Yes.
Thank you for the grace that you have brought in our brother's heart. We thank you, Father, that you kept him by your Spirit, protected him during that period, Lord, that he did not give up, that he continues to seek after you. We know it was your grace drawing him to yourself. We thank you for a faithful wife and a faithful witness in Marianne. We thank you, Father, for Catherine and others you've used in his life. To you be the glory, Father. And we pray that you would continue your grace with him daily, that he would grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ, that he would serve you for the remainder of his days. Mm. And we long to see, Father, the rest of his family, which is the prayer of his heart and Marianne's heart, to see them joining with Christ, Father. Lord, you're able. There's nothing impossible with you. As you've done it for them, you're able to do it in their children. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Upon your profession, brother, and I want to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Hello to God. The Lord Jesus Christ came to save that which was lost, and I was one of them, really. Thought I would find truth in, you know, drugs and, you know, the things of the world. And, you know, the Lord just really changed my heart. in Africa, really, home, so many people are deceived. They think that all religions really like worship the same God. But I thought going to church would save me. I thought, just doing like good deeds and all that would save me. But, I came here and I noticed, and the Lord just really showed me His truth, and the Lord just brought me here to know Him. And, it just like He showed me His light, and He opened my eyes to the truth through the power of the Holy Spirit. And, you can't inherit religion. People think like going to church will save them. No. I used to think like that, like when I die, I'll go at the judgment and, tell God, no, I used to go to church. It's not that way. But, Nicodemus asked the Lord, said, he used to go to church. He used to give tithe, do good works. But the Lord Jesus taught him that you must be born again to see the kingdom of heaven. You see, and people don't know that. And that's, through time, and Jesus told him that, you don't know where the wind is coming from, you don't know where it's going, but you see the effects of it. And I started seeing effects of how my life was changing over time as, I was going to, evangelize, and, the word, not being born again of incorruptible, the word that lives and abides forever. So, the word was being sown in my heart, and that word, faith, I, started coming through faith by hearing, the word of God. And that's how, I noticed that the law was a schoolmaster. I didn't know that if you look at a woman with lust, you've committed adultery in your heart. I didn't know that if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. You've committed murder in your heart. So, I think I read James 2:10 that if you break the Ten Commandments in one place, you're guilty of all. And, I needed, Jesus doesn't need me. I need Jesus. I need Him more than anything else in this world. You see, so there's people trying to, do good works for them to justify it and all that. No, it's by faith, through the grace of God. It's not of ourselves, lest we should boast. So, God opened up my eyes, and, people are really lost out there, and they are really searching for truth and really seeking for truth. And Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So, the truth set me free, and I'm, now living for the Lord and serving the Lord. And, people, I'm really telling people about the truth that would set them free, the way the truth set me free. Yeah, so that is my testimony.
Kombe, do you profess repentance toward God and faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection? Do you recognize that there is no work, including this work of baptism, that qualifies you for salvation, that it is by God's grace alone that you are saved?
Yes.
And will you, by God's grace, trust Jesus Christ and follow Him all the days as part of His church?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray for our brother. He has been waiting for this moment for many months. Came to us last year, and we waited for a date to schedule, and then COVID happened. So we've been waiting a long time for this. So let's give thanks for our brother. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the work that You've done in our brother's heart. Father, how You have awakened him to the gospel, how You rescued him from a dead religion, O God, how You rescued him from a mere profession, and how, Father, you have filled him with your Spirit.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for the real work of grace that you have done in his life,
yes.
How you have convicted him by your law that he could not keep it, mm-hmm. And how, O God, you have opened up his eyes to the glory and wonder of your great grace.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I thank you also how you have made him a preacher of that grace, O God, and have stirred in him a heart to desire to share that with others. May you continue, O God, to use this gift that you've given him, that he would see the great fruit from his labors. That, Lord, the gifts of your Spirit that you have imparted to our brother would be manifested in salvation of souls, Lord, that many would come to know you.
Yes.
We thank you, O God, that we can bear witness of this moment. We ask for your sealing of this faith, and we praise you and thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And come based upon your profession of faith, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we baptize you.